head, just asking for a friend.
Oh, the drama. It's 7:10. We're Scott and Kelly.
And on Wednesdays, we share the problems of our friends because their problems are better than ours.
Much more interesting.
I was talking with one of my friends the other day, and she was having a very personal text conversation with another one of her friends. And a couple days later, they got together, and the friend was showing her some pictures on her phone. And as she's scrolling through, she noticed that there was a screenshot of the text conversation that she had with that friend.
The very private conversation.
And the friend just, you know, quickly kind of scanned over it and was like, oh, here, look at my fireplace. And didn't say anything about it. And my friend didn't say anything at the time. And so she calls me and she's like, I don't know what to do. Like, why would you take a screenshot unless you were going to show somebody else? There's no other reason to just have a screenshot of our conversation.
You're sharing that with somebody.
Most definitely. And she asked me, she was like, you know, should I confront her? Should I say something? Should I just let it go? And I was kind of torn because of the nature of it, that it was a very private conversation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fact that the other friend was definitely sharing it, I don't think that's right. I think she should say something, but it is going to be that awkward conversation.
I'll tell you that I usually get a kick out of the ones that I see people post because it's a funny thing, you know, like look at his reaction or her reaction, look what they said. But this sounds like a whole other kettle of fish.
Yeah, this was definitely not of the funny nature. It was very personal for my friend. And so she just doesn't know what she should do about this screenshot. Should she confront her and just say, hey, you know, I saw it in your phone.
Yeah.
Who did you show or why did you take it? Yeah. Or just let it go because you put it in writing.
Your friend is a woman, right?
Yes.
She can't let it go.
That was sexist.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying that she's going to be PO'd about it if she just tries to, quote, let it go. She can't let it go. She's obviously thinking about it. She's talking. She's brought you in on it now. So, no, yeah, she needs to do something. Now we need to figure out the right tone, right?
Okay.
We just had the word tone a minute ago, so let me use it again.
All right.
This is where the experts come in.
Yes, so you can weigh in. You can call or text 888-431-3764. Again, 888-431-3764. What does she do? Does she confront the girl? Does she just let it go? What would you do if you were in this situation?
Yeah, have you ever found yourself in a similar situation? I guess that is kind of a violation of trust. Maybe some digital ethics, if there's such a thing.
All right, we are asking for a friend. I have a friend who had a very personal text conversations with another friend. And a couple days later, that friend was showing her some pictures on her phone and just happened to scroll over the screenshot she took of that personal conversation. So my friend's wondering, you know, what do I do? Should I confront her about it? Should I leave it alone? Mm-hmm. Here's some advice through text messages. Says, that friend, you just need to ignore her. When she finally comes back around, say, well, hey, what's going on with you? You can tell her, well, I stopped talking to you because I saw you took a screenshot, and then that's when you should bring it up.
Take it from there.
Mm-hmm.
Another text says, I would totally confront this girl. She's obviously not a good friend, and she's spreading your business.
You know, even when you have a conversation with a friend and you tell them something in confidence, 9 times out of 10, they end up telling another one of the friends. Mm-hmm. The only difference is it wasn't written, so they didn't show a screenshot of it. But chances are, whatever you're telling your friend in confidence, they're telling someone else, and you don't realize it and don't know it. She just happened to see it.
That's a good point. And, you know, look at the bright side here. At least with the writing, they got the story correct.
Correct. You know, there's an old saying that, you know, it goes, say it, forget it, write it, regret it.
Yeah, you're darn right. And now there's more ways for people to catch the conversation, too.
Mm-hmm. Here's some more text messages. Says, I would totally confront the friend. Just casually bring it up, though. Like, in the middle of a conversation, be like, hey, you were showing me some pictures, and did you share that conversation I had with you with somebody?
Oops.
Don't come at her with accusations.
Ah. Okay, make it a question.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
All right, and finally, this one says, if this was my friend, I wouldn't be too surprised because I know all my friends talk behind my back. So there you go. Yeah. I think that's just people in general, isn't it? Just talking smack about you when you're out of the room.
That's horrible.